Three, two, one.
Penis.
Hey guys, if you...
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Party Nerds Podcast. I'm Grandmaster Fex. As you are looking, you see Cage Nerd over to your left or your right. You see Jorge from Party Nerds. And Bravo is here. Yo, look at that shit, man. With the Deadpool pillow and everything.
Deadpool is back.
How much do you love Deadpool, Bravo?
Very much.
Deadpool bed sheets?
Oh, this isn't even actually my bedroom.
Bravo, you minx you. So look, listen, everyone, tonight on tonight's show, we are going to be talking about all these hidden gems because we know so many people have been reaching out to us talking about the shows they've been watching during quarantine. So this podcast, all of us are going to talk about what shows we really feel you guys really need to tune into. Some shows you've heard about, other ones you might not have. What shows have you been watching, man? Give us one to start off.
I'm going to go back with like an old school one. This is on Hulu. It used to be on Netflix, and it was originally the reason I originally subscribed to Hulu. It's one of those great shows to have on in the background. You don't have to pay attention to it too much. But even if you do, the humor is great. It's King of the Hill.
Oh, man.
A lot of the people that make a lot of the shows that are very popular today, especially like Michael Schur or Greg Daniels, they all got their start on King of the Hill.
With Mike Judge?
It's insane how many people started on King of the Hill.
Wow. Was that a Mike Judge or the guy that did Beavis and Butthead, right?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, me, Bobby.
Four seasons were written by the guy who plays Toby in The Office.
Really? No, the more you know. I'm actually going to take it old school, but make it recent. What I started watching that I just finished that I thought was phenomenal was The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. Mm-hmm. If you guys have not watched this series, and if you guys are a fan of anything like in the 80s, this series was the first show since in a long time where it's literally all puppets. But not only is the show magnificent with great voice actors, they got literally Mark Hamill is like the main Skeksis. They got Lena Headey, you know her from Game of Thrones, Cersei Lannister. They got Key from Key and Peele. This is a star-studded cast that are all like puppets. Now, again, if you're into the whole Muppets thing, you'll love this. I mean, brother, and did you guys see Dark Crystal series yet?
I saw the original movie. I have not watched. I've watched maybe like a piece of the first episode. I haven't really, really gotten into it.
It's worth it because it's a prequel to the movie.
Okay. And it delves a lot into their whole lore.
It goes into the lore. If you watch, they have a making of The Dark Crystal, and you can see how they actually went into books written after Jim Henson put it out, and they started taking, actually, just like Tolkien, they started making languages for the podlings for this thing. So,
oh my God.
If you guys want to check this out, Dark Crystal, phenomenal. I think you guys will love it.
So basically it's the lore of those elder vulture looking characters using crystals to bring little kids to their castle, which is basically the fictional tale of the Ice Cream Man.
If you want to get deep, there is a lot of social commentary in it with they're taking the essence from the elflings and, you know,
our entries include drug addiction.
Yes.
Darnell's puppet fetish and child abduction. And then, you know, BDSM because propane.
That,
of course.
Pretty much.
What do you got, James?
Hey, look, if anybody hasn't watched it, third season of Ozark.
Have you
been watching it, Bravo?
Look, keep up on Ozark the second it comes.
Look, the parallels of it alone as far as the premise of it. As a financial advisor who has a unique talent of basically money laundering and his way of mathematics, which you possibly see in the second season. And the fact that he owes that much money to a drug lord that he's been money laundering for that long, to where he has to displace his family in Chicago and take them all the way across to the Ozarks of Missouri, like basically Redneck Valley, if so may. But this is the thing, what you will say, it's not the typical rednecks. These are basically, they're smart as shit. Those people are not dummies.
Are you being passive aggressive racist? Them redneck dummies are smart as hell. Wait a
minute. It's like Midwestern Game of Thrones in the sense yes. where like all of the politics at play. A little bit like Sons of Anarchy as well.
The show's amazing.
I saw the first season of Ozark. I thought it was amazing. I just haven't taken it from there.
If you watch the first two episodes, you're in.
Jason Bateman, the guy who actually plays the lead character, actually is a writer, director, and producer for the show as well.
Great acting. Great acting.
Not Justine Bateman. That's Family Ties.
What another one you got, Bravo?
So I'm going to keep with like the old school as well. This is actually pretty well known, but I still find a lot of people don't know it, mainly because of the medium. So I'm going to recommend an anime that isn't actually that long, but it's a great one to binge watch. Death Note.
Yeah.
Really? After the movie came out,
do not watch the movie.
Okay.
That Netflix movie was horrible.
You watch the animated one and you pretend that the movie never existed.
So you basically, all right, so you cannot watch this movie if you watch the series.
That's hard. The movie is like, they just totally, there's only, like, Ryuk is the only thing they kind of got on point. Yeah. Everything else is trash.
Willem Dafoe plays an amazing role as Ryuk.
Yeah, they had a great cast.
God of Death.
Yeah, he did a good job. That was it.
But, yeah, literally, if anybody's a fan of Avatar The Last Airbender, it's the exact same with what they did with the movie. It's, they copied it in name. They took some parts from it, but it's nowhere near anything that should even be called like in the same realm. But if you watch the series, it's not that long, but it's an amazing cat and mouse game. The manga is even better, but they still delve really close into it. And it's such an amazing concept. And they talk a lot about, you know, motifs of morality, of what is justice. If something is good or bad based on the actions, if the ends justify the means, realistically, if somebody could kill somebody by writing their name in a book, what would the world look like?
And know what I love too? It's a good intro anime for people getting into anime because it's not too long. And there's a lot of people I know that have never watched really anime before. Dragon Ball Z, which technically doesn't count. It does, but it doesn't. But Death Note is grabs you in right away. I love it. I love Death Note.
For anybody listening to this podcast, feel free to like, comment, and subscribe to us at the Party Nerds YouTube page. You can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SoundCloud. And to everybody back at home, peace.
Party Nerds. Party nerds, party nerds, party nerds,
party nerds,
party nerds, party nerds,
party nerds,
party nerds.